happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Third and final hour of the show. Our friends at Canty Foundation can help you. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. If you have cracks in your doorways, above doorways or windows, or they become jammed, if you have tilting chimneys or slope floors are sloping away from your chimneys, if you have cracks in your foundation, in your driveways, in your steps, sunken concrete, they could be having, you could have major foundation issues out there. Let Canty come in and fix it. They can raise it. Their specialists come in. The bottom line is that they give you a no obligation phone call, a free estimate if you do have some of those, and they can tell you just how serious your problem can be. It's easy to do. You go to their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. Don't mess around. Call these folks today for free estimate. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. We go now to the longtime play-by-play voice of the Wake Forest Demon Deacon, Stan Cotton, joins us. Good morning, Stan. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, Mickey. How are you today?
Fantastic. I say the longtime voice. How long have you been doing this now, Stan?
Oh, man, this is year 23, so I don't know where the time goes, right?
Well, I can tell you this, and as a Clemson guy traveling through the state, you know, going to Raleigh for a game or going over to Durham for a game or, you know, even up to Virginia Tech, those kind of games, traveling through the state, you guys do a great job. Your broadcast, we always enjoy it. And I think the conference, we're pretty lucky to have some great play-by-play guys, you certainly among those. Let me ask you about Dave Clawson. I think one of the best offensive minds in this league. You go back to the first couple of years, the offense really wasn't great under Clawson. The last 2 years, 35 points a game. This year, 38 points a game. What's the difference? Is it players? Is it any kind of scheme changes? What's the difference in the offense the first couple of years compared to now that Clawson has his guys there?
No, I think it's just an opportunity for what he wants done to kind of marinate, if you will. And there's a lot of nuance to it. You'll watch Wake with the run pass option. That mesh point between the quarterback and the back sometimes just takes forever. I mean, for the quarterback to make a decision, and that makes it hard to call the game. But I think if you look back at Dave Clawson's tenure at other places, it's been year three, year four, year five when it really starts, offensively we're speaking, to really take shape. And so I think it's more of just it takes a while for the players to kind of get it, for it to all sink in, for it to all really make sense. And it just takes a while to really everybody get on the same page. So I think that's kind of where Wake Forest has been the last couple of years. You know, Wake did it last year with a senior quarterback, John Wolford, very similar statistics this year with a true freshman quarterback. So I think it's more scheme and it just taking a while to kind of sink in than anything else, really.
When we found out about the Kendall Hinton off-season news, maybe folks might have thought a step back, but did the staff know what they had in Sam Hartman, or has it been a surprise that a freshman has come in and really moved this offense up and down the field?
Well, I think if it had been maybe anybody else, there might have been a little, you know, eyebrow raising and, whoa, what do we have here? But I think most folks knew what Sam Hartman was. He was a very highly recruited quarterback, very talented athlete. And more than anything else, Mickey, I think he's got a really high football IQ. He just kind of gets it. And so he has not been perfect, not even close to it. He's made some mistakes in the throw game, but and with you know, whether to hand it off or keep it, but that's just part of it. He's one of the things I think that's helped Sam is he was here early. He got to go through spring practice. He was here all summer and obviously into fall camp and now the starting quarterback. So I don't think most people who knew much about Sam really are all that surprised with how well he's doing. And I think the future for him is very, very bright. I think he's just going to get better and better.
Do me a favor. Now, this might not be fair. This is a total outsider point of view because I've only seen him. Saw in the Boston College game, and you saw a little bit of the Tulane game because it was a Thursday night. How does he compare to maybe Riley Skinner at this stage? You know, Riley Skinner obviously had the great career, but it started very early with his freshman season. Skill set wise, makeup wise, about maybe the same size guy, height wise in there. Are there any similarities, any major differences between what Skinner was there and what he accomplished, and maybe what Hartman can do?
Oh, I don't know. Sam and Riley are similar in that they kind of win. You know, for whatever reason, their teams win, and who knows what will happen with Wake down the years with what, you know, compared to what Riley Skinner was able to do. I mean, he comes in as a redshirt freshman, and Wake Forest wins the ACC championship and goes to the Orange Bowl. That was kind of a once in a, for Wake Forest at least, it's once in a lifetime type of a deal. So once in a program type of a deal. So, but yeah, similar in one thing, they kind of look similar. I mean, just forget height, weight. I mean, both dark hair, really good looking young men, you know, so they almost look in that way like they could be brothers. I think Riley was probably a little heavier. He would laugh at me saying that, but he was just a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker around the middle than Sam. But you know, height, weight, arm strength, those types of things, pretty good comparison. You know, it was a different time, a different offense, a different set of skill around the two players. So we'll see. But both very good quarterbacks, very good young quarterbacks. I think Riley Skinner always had a great, I mentioned it before with Sam about the football IQ, just getting the game, students of the game, like to go to the film room and study the opponent, study yourself and all those types of things. And that way they're very similar.
Stan Cotton, play-by-play voice, Wake Forest Demon Deacons, joins us now. Greg Dorsch had a year last year, and I said it at one point in time that I thought he might have been the best receiver in the ACC as a freshman. He picks right back up where he left off. What does Wake try to do to him with him, and why is he so dangerous?
Well, he just – and I talked with Greg about it yesterday. I said, man, where'd you get this little special wiggle that you have that just allows you to get away from defenders and all that time? And he said, yeah, it's just one of those things. His parents were good athletes, and he's got great speed. And I think for Greg, he is able to, and Clemson's got athletes like this. I mean, you guys are spoiled down there with how much talent you have on your football team. But he's got that ability to maybe see 6, 8, 10 feet ahead. He's able to anticipate what's coming, and you combine that with his great speed and just great feel for the game, and he's able to do things that other players are not. He's certainly a special player, but he hasn't been defended like, you know, he's going to see Saturday what he was last year. But from time to time, you know, when you play teams like Notre Dame and Clemson, you know, great athletes, I think he takes that as a challenge. But he, without question, is a special player. His numbers are what they are, and they are off the charts good. And you know, he's one of the top 2-3 players in the country with regard to his total offense per game. He's, you know, he can catch the ball, he can return punts and kicks and all those types of things. And you know, Wake just tries to isolate him. If you can get him isolated one-on-one, I think you got to feel pretty good about your chances. And that's where he is dangerous. He can, in most one-on-one matchups, especially if you give the quarterback some protection, he's a pretty dangerous guy.
Running game is awfully important to what Dave Clawson wants to do, and I think a huge, you know, maybe a key for Wake Forest this week. I'm not sure that you can beat Clemson without having a very productive running game. Give us an idea of the particulars, the offensive line, Carney and Colburn, some of those guys that will try to you know, establish a balanced offense to the running game this week.
Yeah, I think you can't be one-dimensional and beat a team like Clemson. I just don't think you can do that. And so that forces you to be good on the ground and good in the air. I think if the offensive line can protect Sam Hartman you know, Wake will be able to move the ball through the air. So now you got to make sure you can run it, and that's difficult when you face a front group like Clemson has, just so talented and fast and big, and they take up space and all those types of things. They're able to shoot gaps. But Wake's got a good offensive line. I think they proved that last year against Clemson. They did lose their starting left tackle, Justin Huron, earlier in the season for the year. So that's forced Dave Clawson to shift his guys around a bit. But it's a pretty talented group. They've been playing a lot of football together for a number of years. They were together as freshmen, and, you know, where Wake was just kind of getting beat up in the trenches. But they've been, you know, season after season coming together, seasoning, if you will, and they're pretty good. But again, it's not every week that you face a front like you're going to this week. So how effective they can be remains to be seen. But if they can get a little bit of push, and you mentioned Kearney and Colburn and Christian Beal-Smith too is a guy. He's the third back. He's a young guy, but he's got great speed, good instincts. If those three can get a little daylight and give Wake a chance on the ground, that's going to certainly help Wake's chances. But again, I think underscoring the main point, you cannot be one-dimensional and think you're going to beat Clemson. That's just not going to happen.
You do that a lot of times with pace, too. I think you guys are averaging between 87 and 88 plays a game. What does the color guy do for you? Does he just take the day off? You guys go at a breakneck pace. I guess that would be a major part of the game plan coming up this week. Do you ever see them slow it down, or they go 100 miles an hour every single play?
Well, they slowed it down a little bit in the second half this past week against Rice because they had such a big lead. But, yeah, my color guy, Larry Sorensen, when Wake has the ball, he just goes back to the buffet and takes a few minutes off because it's just, the pace is so frenetic and fast. I mean, Wake had 105 snaps against Boston College, and Wake wants to play quickly. It's very difficult, in all seriousness, for us to get the ball spotted after a tackle or after it goes out of bounds, whatever, get a spotted and say, okay, it's going to be second and five, whatever, before Wake snapping the ball again. It is that fast and difficult for us really to describe. I mean, a lot of times we've got the ball is snapped before we've even set the formation, how many wide receivers, those types of things. And that's makes it sometimes harder for us to paint the picture on radio, but that's the hand we're dealt, and that's the way Wake Forest wants to play. And I don't see that changing coming this week either.
No, but puts pressures on defenses, and you did the rare deal of a defensive coordinator change after a couple of games into the season. What's a storyline for Clemson fans to follow with the Wake defense?
Well, you know, early in the season, they were just giving up huge plays. I mean, and receivers running 10, 12 yards open in the secondary. And that was just driving Dave Clawson crazy. He's kind of a type A, detail-oriented guy. And he just, you know, it was making him nuts. And so he said, look, our eyes are in the wrong place. We've got people, you know, we've got three, four guys playing one defense and the rest of the team's playing something else. And that's just not going to get it done. So he injected more of himself after the Boston College game into the game plan with Notre Dame, and just more of the same happened. And he just wasn't happy with how things were getting done. And he intimated that, you know, the end of the year last year, Wake was having some similar problems. And so he just felt for the overall betterment of certainly the defense, but the team overall, he just needed to make a change and needed to have a new voice back there. And he liked what he saw against Rice. Now Rice isn't Notre Dame, it's not Clemson, but Wake was getting, you know, lined up properly. He felt better about, you know, everyone playing together, those types of things. So that's kind of where Wake Forest is. I think he feels good about his players that they can you know, be a pretty good defensive unit. But I think he feels better now than he did a couple of weeks ago. You know, we'll see. You know, Clemson may run up a ton of points. Who knows? That won't mean necessarily that what he did wasn't correct. I think he feels that for the short term and for the long haul, that making that change was the right thing to do. And we'll see if the rest of the season bears that out.
Hey, Stan, final one, last couple of seconds. Malik Great is a local kid here that a lot of people think an awful lot of, and a sophomore defensive back. How's Malik, Malik played so far for you?
He's done pretty well. I mean, he's in a backup role on one corner. He recovered a block punt earlier in the season for a touchdown, and Dave Clawson really likes him. He's a fine young man and a really good athlete. And he'll hopefully be able to be out there and play a little bit, does some special teams things as well. But they like Malik Great, and he obviously made a huge play for him on special teams earlier in the season, and I think he's going to be a solid part of this defense the next couple of years.
Good stuff as usual. We always enjoy it, Stan. Much success throughout the season. Can't thank you enough for getting up early this morning with us. And hope you guys have a great broadcast. And thank you again. We'll talk to you guys soon, I hope.
Appreciate it, Mickey. Thanks for your kind words.
All right. Longtime play-by-play voice, Stan Cotton of the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Carolina Flooring Specialist wants to come in and do your garage floor. They want to come in and do your business floor. Let me talk to you about your big businesses out there. A lot of times you say, well, we've got a massive facility here. We've got 20,000, 30,000, 40, 50, 70, 80,000 square feet. How about bathrooms? How about break rooms? How about just how about your foyer, your showrooms, in case you have any kind of customer traffic coming through or any kind of thing you might want to show there? I told you there's a major, huge industrial facility here in the upstate, and they just did their, you know, it's a big deal when they did a break room, and it was like a 10,000 square foot break room for their employees. Let them do this for you as well. Commercially, they can make your business pop with great colors, with your logo down there. It's our really good friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. Texter said, that's a bold move, Cotton. From the movie Dodgeball. Good stuff there. Stan Cotton, good guy. We'll take a break, come back. ACC Power Rankings, your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. You know, really, hadn't had a whole lot of time for you. Love to hear from you more after this.
Pendleton's 20th annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5. Featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066. Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hear that? That's a hammer cop. It takes a hammer cop about 8 weeks and 10,000 twigs to build its nest. And just think, all you have to do is visit your local Blossman gas store for your warm and cozy gas logs, endless supply of hot water, gas cooktops for precision cooking, and so much more to make your nest more comfortable.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with gas logs or fireplace purchase. See store for details.
Take comfort in Blossman, wherever you live.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. U-Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. For 100 years now, they've been doing it better than everybody else. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, let them take care of you. Saw a little handyman sign out in some yards the other day or some corners the other day. This person needs to call Harbin Lumber. On door plant, on truss plant, on wall plant. They take care of you. You're going to love them. Let them save you money. Let them save you time. Get you every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. No wonder they're the best in the business. Give them a small job. They'll earn the rest. It's HarbinLumber.com. Remember the number, 353-5053. Our telephone number here is 654-ROAR. Chad's in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Chad. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Doing it. Got two things for you. First, a question. So, obviously, Clemson likes to rotate, you know, players, especially in the first half, or really the whole game. You know, Dabo's thing is all about developing players. And so, for example, Saturday, you saw ETN in the first two series, maybe got, you know, two or three carries. And then after those two series, maybe see Feaster for two series, and then you see Choice for a series. But then, you know, the benefit of that, I guess, is ETN's fresh at the end of the game. My question to you, Mick, is if it was up to you, would you rather see Clemson hit, you know, these teams with everything we got the first five, six series of the game and try to maybe put the game away in the first half? Or do you like the idea of letting, you know, backups play meaningful snaps and then maybe the starters are fresh in the second half? I want to get your thoughts on that.
That's a good question, Chad. I would say on a Saturday, I might want to see more of the starters, but year to year, I like the fact that there's been very little drop-off in this program. It's one of the reasons why you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This will be the 8th straight year of double-digit wins. So I understand it. Another thing, too, if you think about it, I like seeing these backups in there. I mean, look, Xavier Thomas was a lot of fun to watch this past weekend. Gates Cervinka played a huge part in the win this past weekend. I love seeing Justin Ross play more. You know, I want to see Galloway play more. I kind of like seeing these young guys. I follow them in recruiting. I keep up with them and look forward to them. Heck, let's play guys. Let's keep guys fresh. I understand. I kind of like it.
Man, I think Xavier Thomas might be our second most talented player on defense. And, I mean, I know that's crazy to say, but if you were drafting him right now, especially with eligibility left, I mean, you'd definitely draft him first from a college team standpoint, wouldn't you, on defense? I mean, he's got 3 years left. I mean, it's just, you know, or 2.5 years left, I guess you could say. It's unbelievable. But second thing I got for you, Mick. So, South Carolina, all my Gamecock buddies have been, you know, all weekend, you know, they're down on Bentley a little bit, which I've been telling them for, you know, 2 years now. But now their excuse is, well, we're just not good in big games. And I just, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, I guess a big game to y'all is when you play a team that was comparable talent or either better talent than you have. I mean, it's just an excuse. It's like, oh, yeah, we just get too hyped up because Muschamp is too emotional or too fired up and Jake's too emotional for big games. And that's just the biggest joke I've ever heard. I mean, was Louisiana Tech a big game where they were very fortunate to win a year ago? You know, was Michigan a big game in a bowl game, a ranked Michigan team? They won that game. That was a big game, wasn't it? You know, it's just an absolute joke of an excuse. When the other team has better, faster, stronger players, the other team usually wins. And, you know, and they put it on Jake like, oh, he gets, you know, too hyped. I mean, the guy's just not a good quarterback, and we've said it for years. They've made him the face of the program because his dad's the coach on the team, and the guy just can't play. I mean, it's just, you know, tell me I'm crazy by saying that, Mick, and the last thing I got for you. A couple of weeks ago, John Stilwell came on and said, you know, back in his high school growing up, they'd have chicken bog. Hilarious. I got a tweet yesterday, Batesburg's having a chicken bog fundraiser, so I just thought of him when he said that, so I wanted to tell him that. But anyways, man, want to get your thoughts on Jake Bentley. Big game excuse, and I ain't gonna listen.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. The moment has been too big for South Carolina going back to the Kentucky game last year, the Georgia game last year, the Clemson game last year, the Georgia game this year, the Kentucky game this year. I think that's what they're talking about a little bit. Bentley himself has looked different against Clemson the last 2 years than he looked against weaker defenses. But you made a point about that, is that a lot of that has to do with the defenses themselves. I told you there's this old study, Zach Gorman, Store 24, and I don't know exactly all the particulars of it, but it talked about how administrative assistants or secretaries can type 80 words a minute, 90 words a minute, but then you put it with pressure on them and put them in a contest and they only type 60 words a minute.
Sure.
Or 70 words a minute, whatever. You do less.
What are you typing a minute over there?
Oh, man, it's not good. Not very good at all. So I wouldn't choke on it because I'm not very good to begin with. But the point is that the more at stake, sometimes as humans we don't perform quite as well. Interestingly enough, it seems like the bigger the game Alabama plays better, the bigger game Ohio State plays better, the bigger game Georgia plays better, the bigger the game Clemson plays better, right? That's the elite talent. It still comes down to talent for me. Now, this ain't going to be very popular with some of our Gamecock fans, but I've done this time and time again. I think you have to look at the recruiting classes, and I think you got to look on paper, and I think you got to tell me, where are your difference makers? I think you got to go back and look at the guys that you've signed, and I just want to know all in all where are the guys that you build your program around. Because I'll just ask you, Mr. Orr 24.
Sure.
Do you right now talent wise? My point is, I'm not sure as talented as they've been sold through their media. And look, websites do that. Your websites tell you how great you are. Your newspapers tell you how great you are. Your radio tells you how great you are. Just looking at it from the outside, if they were that great, why were they picked to win 5.5 or 6.5 games, whatever, by Vegas? So I'll ask you, Mr. Orr 24. Let me pull up my Gamecock depth chart here. Oh, I'm sorry. Your Gamecock depth chart. I'll ask you in short 24 minutes. Is Jake Bentley like ultra talented?
What is his narrative that I'm a Gamecock guy now?
I don't know, because you're rating him really high and same as me. Is Jake Bentley like really super talented?
No.
Is Rico Dowdle or Williams or Turner or Denson, are these guys really talented? Like build around running backs talented?
No. No, they're not.
On that offensive line, do you think like Daly, Camper, Hutcherson, Stanley? I keep hearing Zach Bailey and maybe, but are those guys like extremely talented?
Outside of Bailey, no, I don't think so.
Your tight ends, Crosby, Pollard, August, Markway, Henson, Register. Do you see like NFL talent at tight end?
No, sir.
Now, Debo is talented. Didn't play very well Saturday night. Quite frankly, Debo hadn't had a good year. I watched Brian Edwards, a possession receiver, drop balls as well. Shy Smith, I think, has as much upside as any of those guys. Or Trey Smith, I talk about him you know, being out now. Quite frankly, he's just another big possession receiver that doesn't run all that great. Josh Van might be down the road a little bit, but you talk about this great wide receiver core. I'm not sure it's great. On defense, Montak, Jamias Williams, Ibe Harvey, Nixon, Fenton. Do you see like a lot of talent in the secondary? I see guys that can't tackle. In the secondary, Bryce Allen Williams is a highly rated guy. He's done nothing in his career. I think Brunson's a good, solid player. Green's not very good right now at this early stage. On their defensive, and not a lot of depth at linebacker. On their defensive front, Wanham, I think, is a really good player. Kinlaw, at times, did play great against Vanderbilt. Is Keir Thomas or Sterling or Blackshear or... You see, like, Brad Johnson, you think, like these ultra-talented guys, like the NFL guys? Because when I watch Georgia or Clemson or Alabama or even at LSU, even at Auburn, like, I see, like, there's some ultra-talented guys around there. I'm not sure that these guys are all that talented. I think they're good. I think they're solid. I think they've got a bunch of really good three-star players. But I don't see this idea that they're so talented. Do you?
Is it – are some of those players, I guess, brought down by other guys around them?
A little bit. A little bit.
Could that receiving core be a little bit better with a better quarterback?
Yeah.
Could Jake Bentley be better with a better offense around him, better offensive line?
And a better running game, yeah, absolutely. All that goes into play. So with that said, I think you've been sold a little bit of goods that Muschamp's this great recruiter. I'll ask you this.
You're in that train too. You sold those bill of goods all season. Absolutely you did. Your direct quote, I believe, is what are you going to sell if not hope?
Oh, you have to, look, they have to be hopeful.
You got to be realistic more than anything.
Right. You need to be realistic too. So my point is this though, is the gap widening or narrowing?
In what? Between here and there?
Between South Carolina and Clemson, South Carolina and Georgia.
It's widening.
Right. But, and I don't know how you counteract all that. I don't know. South Carolina is a good, solid, middle-of-the-road SEC program. And that means that, like, right now, I think that in our power rankings, you and I both had them 10th. I mean, South Carolina... I can and I think will beat Missouri. I picked them in the pick'em contest to beat Missouri. I think they can beat Mississippi State. I think they can beat Florida. I think they already beat Vanderbilt. I think they can beat Tennessee and Arkansas and Ole Miss. But
in the Carolina Alliance Bank pick'em contest, you picked South Carolina to beat Missouri?
Yep. I think I did.
Interesting.
I think I did. I know that I'm 10-1 and 8-2 the last 2 weeks. Bruh. So anyway.
What? Quick little flex right there.
Bruh. Take that, bruh. I don't know. I think that we, as fans, we want to see hope. But like when I watch South Carolina play and I watch their defense, I don't think they run all that great. I don't see all kinds of athleticism. Like when I see Cleveland Farrell and Wilkins and Lawrence and Bryant, and I see Xavier Thomas come flying off the edge, I see talent. and I see T. Higgins making plays and Justin Ross making plays, Brendan Galloway making plays, Travis Etienne making plays. Don't you see, like, I mean, that's a difference.
Sure.
When I watch South Carolina, I don't really see a whole lot of that. And again, but the good news is you can beat Missouri. You're not going to beat Texas A&M, but you can beat Tennessee. You can beat Ole Miss. You can beat Chattanooga. I mean, there's some wins in there. But as far as moving forward, it's a hard deal to do in there. And then finally, like we asked Tony Murillo yesterday, when's the offense going to do anything? 10, 13, and 10 against Kentucky. Average about 11 points a game against Kentucky, Georgia, and Clemson the last 3 years. And this is on top of the time you had at Florida where you weren't very good. The 4 years at Florida weren't very good offensively. And at some point in time, they'll start coming down on his offense a little bit. That's just thoughts there. My friend Greg Wells wants to talk to you at Kiwi Financial Group. Kiwi Financial Group wants to talk to you about a very complicated issue, and he wants to simplify it for you. There are 97 different ways an individual can begin taking their Social Security benefits. If you're a married couple, there's 388 different ways that you can start filing for your benefits. You need to know which one is best for you. If you're divorced or widowed or have minor children, there may be even additional choices on top of that. So if you lived the good life, if you worked all these years to save your pennies, and now you're ready to retire, don't make the mistake. You're just not reaching the finish line. So don't make the mistake. Let Kiwi Financial Group help you shepherd you through this idea of your Social Security benefits. 654-5043, 654-5043, 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next to Max Drive-In, or KiwiFG.com, KiwiFG.com. Zach, which one of the individuals, which one is the best 97 ways to start your benefits? Do you know?
No idea.
Me either. Over 388 different ways of family, do you know? Me either. Call Greg Wells. Let him take care of it for you. We'll take a break. Come back. Wrap things up. Final segment right after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Chuck, married to Kathy for 27 years and pastor for about 13 years.
I'm Kathy, pastor's wife. I wanted to spend some quality time on earth here until the Lord takes us home with my husband. And that's when I realized we had to do something about our health.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
My husband told me about a program called The Health Air on the radio.
Listening to The Health Air program about getting to the root of the problems just kept coming back to me.
It didn't take long before I realized The Health Air was working. I'm off of four different types of medicine. medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
Over 47 pounds of fat loss. My cholesterol medicine, reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine, I've cut them all in half.
I've lost 60 inches, almost 25 pounds. The health there just isn't a dietary program. It's a life change.
It's just amazing, the successes and the results from health there. Just unbelievable.
Get your free consultation with the Health Dare today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back, final segment of the show. Can I do it early, Brad Hughes, actually, for giving us an award?
Ooh, right, really early? So early.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent, good hands for Brad Hughes, good hands at Allstate 2923001. Get in touch with them, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friends, Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive Brooks Koepka. You know, hit the lady in the eye, and he didn't hit Dustin Johnson in the eye, according to him. Hit the lady in the eye with a golf ball. Her eyeball exploded. Now she's without sight, and he feels bad about that. He says
that... She's without half sight.
Yeah, one eye.
She can see the other eye.
Okay.
You got two of them. She'll be all right.
Boy, you're cold. Brooks Koepka denied getting in a fight with Dustin Johnson. He said the camaraderie was perfect. He said that reports money that him and Johnson had to be separated. He says not true. He goes, the Dustin thing I don't get. There was no fight, no argument. He's one of my best friends. I love that kid to death. And we talked on the phone Monday and yesterday, and he told me how he thought people like to make a story and run with it. It's not the first time that we've seen a news story that isn't true that hasn't gone out, that has gone out. As far as camaraderie, it was fine. It was perfect. The problem is you guys try to find a reason why we lost, and the simple reason is we didn't play good. He went on to say, yesterday's probably one of the worst days of my life, talking about hitting the lady and fracturing her eye socket and explosion of her eyeball and this bad stuff there. Anyway.
Imagine hitting a golf ball so hard you explode someone's eyeball upon contact.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, what kind of revolutions you get on that ball? Good for you, Brooks Koepka. That's a mammoth shot.
Can I pick out whose eyeball it is?
Hmm?
Can I pick out whose eyeball it is?
Oh, yeah. If you got to hit somebody, you can pick it. But, like, you're putting some serious speed on that ball.
The other part of this is...
Was he hitting driver?
I guess. The other part of this is that, according to a anonymous person on the team in a New York Post article, he said that, remember where Patrick Reed talked about the Jim Furyk stuff?
Yeah.
This player said he was blindsided by this. Or no. When he said he's blindsided by the Jordan Spieth stuff, the team member says he's so full of...
poopy.
Right. He said, blindsided my butt, but he didn't say butt. He begged to play with Tiger. For somebody, Reed said, for somebody as successful Ryder Cup as I am, I don't think I should have sat. This player said that Reed is full of crap, that he didn't believe in this. The USA team member said that Patrick Reed needed to worry about his own self. He said he would have shot 83 on his own ball Saturday. He totally screwed Tiger. He has no clue how to play team golf. I saw it firsthand how bad of a team player he was. 11 players understood the concept of team golf, and only one didn't. Unfortunately, one proved to be too costly for the team to overcome. Anonymous player says, I feel bad for Jim, talking about Jim Furyk, because he was an unreal captain. We would have run through a wall. All 12 players, guys, would run for the wall. Unfortunately, only 11 of those guys would have returned the favor. Or he would run for the wall for all 12 of us. Unfortunately, only 11 of the players would have returned the favor.
Who is it? Who's the player?
You're saying that Patrick Reed.
I know. Who's the anonymous player that's saying this?
I don't know.
This has got to be right up your alley. You hate Patrick Reed.
Everybody hates Patrick Reed. He makes it so hard for him to like him. Getting the quotes, he's so full of...
His wife doesn't help.
Excrement. No, she doesn't.
His wife does not help his cause.
He said it wasn't anything to do with that. He begged to play with Tiger. Again, the quote, just to make sure. Remember, he created the thing with Jordan Spieth earlier in the year. Then the quote, he would have shot 83 on his own ball. He totally screwed Tiger. He has no clue how to play team golf. I saw firsthand how bad of a team player he was. 11 of us understood the team concept. One of us didn't. Typical Patrick Reed, bro. But that's your guy. You love him. Practically Captain America. Defeater of communism and tyranny. The guy's a jerk, man.
Hey, man, we all liked him when he was sinking putts for the U.S. here on U.S. soil.
Did he steal any putters from his teammates this time, or is that behind him now?
Come on, man. Everybody makes mistakes.
Defend that guy. Keep defending that guy for everything. Anyway, I didn't get to win game Wednesday. Well, first of all, let me fly down these ACC rankings. You got them over there for you? We're going to fly down. Ready?
You want to fly down?
Fly.
ACC I'm talking about
fly.
Rankings.
Yep. You ready? I got Louisville at 14. Yes! When you say bud.
You have Louisville at 14?
I got Louisville at 14, yes.
I have Louisville way higher than that.
What?
I have Louisville higher than that.
Louisville's terrible.
How do you not have North Carolina at 14?
North Carolina beat Pittsburgh.
North Carolina is bad. They're not good.
But they beat Pittsburgh.
North Carolina 14.
I've got Pittsburgh at 13. Pittsburgh's terrible.
I have Pittsburgh at 13.
I've got North Carolina at 12.
I have Georgia Tech at 12.
Dude, Louisville's terrible. What are you doing, Georgia Tech 11?
I have Louisville at 11.
Okay, good. Now we can move on. Virginia 10.
I have, what do we have?
Go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech. When you say Budweiser, you said it all. You know how they can't play this song, by the way?
How?
They used to play Dixie, and they hired Bud Carson as their coach. He said, we're not playing Dixie anymore. So this song came up, and they'd say, when you say Bud Carson, you said it all. And then they fired Bud Carson. Now they sing Budweiser. Go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech. When you say Bud Carson, you said it all.
What are we on? 10?
Virginia number 10.
Virginia number 10? I have them way higher than that. Florida State is number 10 right now. Florida State 3-2 in the year, 1-2 in the conference. Bad Florida State team still. Don't let them fool you. Florida State number 10.
How dare you insult Florida State by ranking them 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Florida State 9th.
I have Wake Forest at 9. The Demon Deeks this weekend, number 9 in the conference.
They'll make you pay. They're going to try to.
Yeah, this is
going to
distract you. I'll turn it off.
No, Duke number 8.
Virginia number 8. A bit of a surprise in the coast so far. 3-2 for Bronco.
Yeah, playing well. Wake Forest, number 7.
The Dukies at number 7 after their loss this weekend.
So our top 6 are the same. Virginia Tech, number 6. Second team quarterback looked pretty good last week.
Yes, I still don't trust them after the loss to Old Dominion, but Virginia Tech, number 6.
Syracuse, look, they went way up my book. I'm a Dino guy. I told you that. Dino, Syracuse, number 5.
Yes! Number 5, Syracuse as well.
Boston College, number 4.
4, Boston College.
Oh, we got all the same then. Miami, number 3.
NC State, number 3.
Go Georgia Tech.
Don't let it distract you.
NC State, number 2.
Yes!
When you say Clemson, they're number 1. Wow.
And Clemson, number 1, of course. Wow.
So you had NC State 3, Miami 2, and Clemson 1?
That is correct.
I tell you what, 2 second-team quarterbacks in the league looked really good this past weekend, Miami and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech have any chance at all to beat Notre Dame this weekend? Go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech. Texture said, you made my day. You made my Wednesday. That song does. Another texture said, can we get Jorge to sing the Budweiser song next week? Man, I need more Jorge in my life.
Are you guys going back to Grand Geneva?
We need to. I need Jorge to come in and sing more on the show. Simple as that.
I need to go back to the podcast and listen to it.
You hadn't heard it yet? After the show, don't run out of here.
No, I got things to do.
No. It won't take long.
I've got things to do.
It won't take long. You're going to love it. Now, quick win game. Ready? This can be as quick as it can be. There's about 3 teams I wanted to ask you about today that had some key big things coming up. First of all, Clemson win game. You got them winning out?
Yes.
All right. Key game for South Carolina this weekend. Gamecocks 2 losses so far. South Carolina, Missouri?
Loss.
I'm going to give them a win. A&M?
Loss.
I give them a loss. Tennessee?
Win.
At Ole Miss?
Win.
At Florida?
Loss.
We agree there. Chattanooga?
Win.
And Clemson. Loss. At Clemson.
Loss.
You got them 6-6, got them 7-5.
That's an improvement from yesterday.
Oh, no, and they'll beat Benedict or Coastal or Charleston Southern. They'll play one of those teams and beat them in the end. So I got them 7-5, you got them 6-6.
Possibly less.
A key game this weekend.
Key.
With Kentucky and we Texas A&M. Let's go on a Kentucky schedule. 5-0 so far at Texas A&M.
CATS, cats. Loss.
I agree. Vanderbilt at home.
This guy's so mad.
Okay.
He goes, this music sucks for the Budweiser call. I go, you suck. And he said a lot of things.
It caps. He got crushed you. Quickly, so that's a loss. All right, Kentucky, with Vanderbilt?
Kentucky beats Vandy. I'm so rattled right now.
At Missouri?
They win at Missouri.
Georgia home?
They lose.
I agree. At Tennessee?
Season's over. They win.
Middle Tennessee State?
They win.
At Louisville?
Win.
10-2 Cats, man.
10-2, baby.
10-2 going to the Chick-fil-A bowl game, bowly thing.
He's so mad right now.
The guy just threw you for a loop over there.
Woo! That's so funny.
All right, finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey.
Yes, sir.
I know you're very excited about tonight, not only because the Yankees play tonight.
That's right.
But the National Hockey League returns tonight.
You know
the NHL, your Montreal Canadiens play tonight. 7:00 against Toronto. John Tavares and the Leafs against your Canadiens. Boston, Washington also tonight. The defending Stanley Cup champs. 7:30 NBC Sports Network. Calgary, Vancouver, and Anaheim, San Jose. Can't wait. Won't watch a bit of it because I watch the Yankees. But
how about the Devils? When the Devils open up?
Saturday in Sweden. They open up against Edmonton.
What the heck are you doing over there?
As part of the NHL Global Series.
So you go from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, to Sweden to play a hockey game?
Yes, they're going to go from North New Jersey to go to Sweden to play a team from Edmonton. Yes.
You think a fan of the Devil's wife will look over him like my wife did out in Arizona and go, what the heck are we doing here playing this game? Right? What